Run.
Todd?
Here.
Frank?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
First thing is to discuss the rules of council and possible changes to them.
Pull your mics. When we're in the meeting, can I pull your mics closer? Closer.
All the way in your mouth.
I like to sing into microphone.
Put it inside your mouth.
It said that our meetings would be the third Wednesday or the third.
Hold on. We're doing rules of council first.
Rules of council.
Oh, okay.
Listen.
So the rules of council that you have before you have some track change highlights. There are some areas that are highlighted that I guess we need to talk about.
Highlighted in yellow?
Yep.
Page 10, right?
Well, section 6, I guess.
No. The blue or the yellow?
The blue is the track changes. Those are suggested changes. The yellow are areas that we'll just have to talk about. So we actually, I mean, we need to talk about all of them.
Do one and the other.
Probably just start at the front.
Do you mind signing in? One's council, one's this meeting.
Yeah, so the first one is page 6.
So section 1, number.
Yeah.
Number 8,
yeah.
Vacancies.
So basically this rule gives council the option on what they want to do. They're, you know, just like we said before, this just matches the way we just handled this. Obviously, if council only has 30 days to act and you decide you want to advertise and everything else, you're probably going to be up against the clock. So this clarifies that you have the option to just appoint and not advertise.
We have no obligation to advertise.
Correct.
I actually highlighted something in that.
Okay.
Immediately following, it says the clerk shall notify the local newspaper of vacancy. I think we should define local newspaper somehow. We don't have one. So
right.
That could be anywhere.
The clerk shall.
That no longer applies, I guess.
Like, do you want to? So then on page 10 is yes. The highlighted.
Right.
Ones. Do you just insert those there?
So that is a sunshine law.
So right. Well, yeah, and they're talking about the Dallas Atlas, which no longer exists. But the expositor does.
The clerk shall notify the media.
I mean, we could hang it up here in the lobby.
Mm-hmm. Let me spend some time working on that. We got to get this document to a point that this committee feels they will recommend to council to make the changes. And I'm thinking like there's something along the lines of like media of council's choosing or something like that. Or in the form. Anyway, I'll work on it.
I'm good with whatever we come up with. I just think we should define it. Being that there's a lack of knowledge on what the local newspaper actually is.
Okay.
Somebody could call us out on that and say, well, you can put it there. That's not the paper. They're a mile closer than that one. Just try to eliminate any discrepancies.
And then we probably also, maybe we don't want to pigeonhole that to make you wait 7 days. You can also be able to specify the length of time you want to take applications to if you decide to take them.
Yeah, if it's only 7 days from getting done, then what? Or one.
Right. Yeah. Or if, again, you're against a clock and you can only wait 3 days, you should be able to define that too.
Yeah.
All right.
So change that to...
Again, something along the lines of, you know, for the length of time determined by council.
Yes.
So the next would be section 9. This was clarifying, I guess, kind of filling that gap between when it takes effect and they've actually turned it in. We just want to make sure that it's clear that they have no official duties or powers once they hand that letter in. The next one is just, again, specifying how we're doing it now.
I'm going to clarify sentence here that says that they shall submit in writing the resignation to the mayor and the council of the Village of Delta. You understand my concern with that? Is if, let's say the mayor gets this resignation letter in their hand and waits 4 or 5 days to notify council. Where does that time?
So it's addressed.
How are we requested?
It should be addressed to the mayor and council, unless the resignation is of the mayor, and then it's addressed to council and delivered to the clerk, office of the clerk. How's that?
Yeah.
Do we need to put anything in there about, I don't know, the clerk letting the rest of council know? Kind of like what you said?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's their duty. That's why we would want the clerk to be the one that gets that.
Let that be known, clerk.
Okay.
Malfeasance if you don't know.
All right, so the next just changes to how we're doing it. The meetings roll to the Tuesday following the holiday and gives us the option that's not, if we don't want to do that, you can just set basically whatever date council chooses.
You need to take out the shall be moved to in front of the preceding
right.
Monday.
Also, yes. That shall be moved to will be held on Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Make it read right.
Yep.
Okay. I thought we already enacted that.
We did, and I had it on my computer, and Ben never put together the legislation.
exception for number five, excusable absence from attendance. No member shall be excused from attendance at a meeting except upon request to the mayor prior to such meeting or by a vote of majority of the members present. Does the word or give the mayor the authority to excuse the absence without vote of council?
Yep.
I'm good with it. I just want it to be understood that that's the process. So if the mayor excuses someone's absence, there's no reason to vote on it.
Correct.
Sure.
Again, the next one is the order of business, and that's just basically kind of doing it the way, making it fit the way we actually do things.
That's something I wanted to bring up. So if you're going, are you going on, yeah, you changed the order of business. Number two kind of talks about how the chair or mayor would.
So
and
I know because we talked about it before the meeting. Yes. I think actually when I read that we could, that actually is what it says. We could just do that.
So, all non-members shall furnish their names and addresses before speaking. Individuals addressing council shall be subject to a 2-minute time limit for discretion of the chair. I think that those that want to speak at a public meeting should sign in and indicate that they want to speak. At the very least, and then when the mayor announces the order, they should announce that those speakers are here present. As
and then as what we can order, right, what we can also do is we can limit it to the subject matter, to public comment, to something on tonight's agenda. Yeah. It kind of helps with things like people coming in and complaining about water bills. Anything else, they'd have to contact me ahead of time if it's something that I think needs to be on the agenda. I'll put it on the agenda for them to come in and talk about. Otherwise, we'll handle that daily business like we normally do and take care of those answers during non-council meetings.
At the very least, if they're signed in and have addressed the fact that they want to speak, they're called to order by the
right.
By the chair.
So they'll have to sign. They'll have to.
So if someone just stands up and decides to speak, you can be called out of order. You're not.
So they'll have to sign in, and we'll put together a separate sheet for public comment. Those wishing to make public comment, they'll put their name and address on there and the subject they want to speak about.
You don't think people are going to get upset about that?
People can. There is no requirement for us to even allow public speaking at our public meetings. The open meetings law says the public has a right to view and hear. There's nothing about a right to speak.
Okay. We never even enforced the 2-minute rule until this year.
Right.
Because it got out of hand. There's another thing in here, a question. Number five on page 8, got to the top line. Ordinances and resolutions shall be introduced by members of council. Ordinances and resolutions may also be presented to council upon written recommendation of a committee or council. Typically, both of those things are delivered to council by the mayor. Is that appropriate? That's not what we do.
I was going to say it's not by the mayor, is it? It's usually by the administrator. The administrator is the one that writes our.
But that's not who presents it to council. I guess I'm thinking of a verbal presentation to council. The mayor reads the title.
Here is the title. Usually then it's discussed and presented to us, I guess, by the administrator.
Yeah. It says, shall be introduced by members of council. Ordinances and resolutions may also be presented to council upon written recommendation of a committee of council. It doesn't say anything about the administrator presenting it, the mayor presenting it, the clerk presenting it. So we just, I don't know, we need to decide what to do with that.
I was going to say the second paragraph in there says that the mayor may recommend such ordinance.
Yep,
or
yep.
Resolution.
So do we want to change that to allow the administrator to present ordinances and resolutions to council?
Let me run that by Kevin.
Yeah. Question. Third reading of ordinances. After an ordinance is passed and read at two meetings, the ordinance is now rated for passage. The passage will be the passage by a majority vote. It shall be signed by the clerk and the mayor. Should we do a public signing?
We don't have them ready. Once they're passed, then they get printed on the expensive paper. Then the mayor stops in and signs and or
maybe
signs.
Like after 30 days, right? They have to sit.
No, not, that's why you had the three readings. No.
If it's not suspended, it has to sit.
Right.
30 days.
Right.
Where are you reading? Which one are you on? 10.
Third reading. I just wondered if it would be appropriate to do like public signings of bills at the end of the meetings, any that are ready for fall.
I mean, we could probably do that. And we could do it on anything that was passed as an emergency.
Just so that there's witness of signature, I suppose. The president does it for every bill he signs. Give me a stamp. New pen for everyone. That's not a rule, it's just a question. Number 11, emergency ordinances.
So we need to go back to 8 with the changes there.
I was going
to
say.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm skipping the blues, going to my orange stuff.
So this is saying first reading is by Ty Long.
That's how we do it. Because what it was saying is the entire thing had to be read.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my question about number 11 as well. When an emergency, you read it by title only, both times.
Yeah, that's why I added it there too. Otherwise, we would have had to read the whole thing on emergency.
Do we need to change anything for the third reading? Because it's not in there about how it would be read at all. So technically, you don't even have to read it?
And that is what that's saying. That the third reading is just a motion to pass.
I think it should be by, I think you should read the, at least the title of it instead of, otherwise
okay.
Just reading the number.
I would agree.
All right.
I think for clarification purposes only.
Add title only.
Moving on to page 10.
Page 10, we got to talk about that one because I don't think any of those, well, Memorial Hall, but we don't host at the library, but obviously we can.
I know at one point, didn't we talk about community market on the bulletin board or something?
Yeah.
You can find space.
actually, I bet if we bought another display case, that they would have absolutely no problem with us putting it up there just for Village News.
That's an idea. Can we post it on the Village website? Is that adequate? Is that legal?
Let me see. Oh, yeah.
10:3. Oh, it does say
that. So this is just the public posting, I believe, and let me talk to Kevin on this. I believe the ORC says that you have to notify any media that has requested in writing to be notified of your public meetings. So maybe that's the language that goes in here, and then just list the public places that it's actually posted here, community market, library, but then we just gotta make sure we do that.
That rule is actually in Sunshine Laws here or somewhere. It's about emergency meetings.
I think that's what that says on the stamp image.
Special.
G2.
Yeah, H is for special meetings. Well, I guess G is also.
Is that twice?
Okay, so this is
the, about the public posting.
So this is actually the public postings. You're right. So that deals with there. So, yeah, I'll check with Kevin to see if maybe we can name those three physical locations and then do the website and the Facebook page.
Can we use the it's the software that we use that sends out notifications to the public? Got a water main break.
So you're ready?
Fire, yeah. Can we use that?
I don't know how we get documents. Because that's just text, right?
It's text.
It's just a notification.
But I think you wouldn't be able to put the whole agenda on there.
Right. Yes.
So the agenda
has to be posted and any ordinances.
Could be a link. You send me a link in my text, I can click on it. It'll take me to your website.
That's not an emergency.
I think that's a Chelsea question because we were talking about that before and she said she knows quite a bit about it. Like, if we decide to do that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to qualify as the public posting.
Yeah.
I'll get with Kevin on that.
I guess my thought is a public posting, it doesn't really define what it is, but it's probably a source of media that everyone has access to. So if you say internet, well, not everyone has access to that. And not everyone can walk to the grocery store, so.
And I didn't think it was, wasn't it supposed to be three different places?
I believe it's five, is what, and Marlena thinks too.
You should say it.
Because we only have four in here.
Well, five if you count the website underneath.
And actually, Delta Atlas isn't.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm just thinking, like, we don't really have, if we don't count the website.
Post a statement have of the time, place, and purpose of such special meeting in the designated posted places for public. So we have to like designate. It doesn't say how many. Not here.
There is a number that's required. I'll ask Kevin that too.
I always thought it was five, but we usually do the banks, the store, the library. And the library, and I either the post office or the laundromat.
I wanted to point out 4D says that public meetings should be posted 24 hours before the time of such organization. We have always talked about 48 hours. So these are sunshine laws. These apply to any meeting of the municipal body, not just us, but all.
I don't know if that's been updated to the current law. I believe the current law is 48 hours for any regular meeting, 24 hours for any special meeting, and there's no posting requirement for an emergency meeting. I don't know if that's correct. I don't think we can have regular meetings with just a 24-hour notice.
Is Ohio Rise Code 121.22, does that mean this was in, oh, 1975. Okay. Please verify that.
Yep. And there's two different things. There's an emergency and a special. This looks like it's just combining them and saying, in an emergency meeting, we don't have to give 24 hours notice. But it has to be.
I was under the impression that there had to be 48 hours.
That's regularly scheduled.
I'm talking about all things. This is what I was under the impression. That's what I've been told by the administration. Every time we held a special meeting, we had the council 2 days prior.
That's always been 24.
2 days prior.
24 for special meetings. If it's a regularly scheduled, it's 48, and there's no requirement for emergency, is my understanding.
We were always told it was 48 for a special meeting.
No.
That's what we were told.
Okay.
I want to get that right. And even for park board, I've had more than one park board I've had to cancel because, well, I didn't get 48 hours notice. I didn't get the agenda in time.
Well, because those are, I mean, even though they didn't have a regular schedule, those were your regularly monthly meetings. So I was treating them like a regular meeting, not a special meeting.
I still don't see 48 hours on this, and that's what I want to see.
That's right. I get it's notes right there to call Kevin.
Page 10.
Okay.
Under G, any news media organization that requires to be given advance notification of special meetings shall file with the village clerk a written request.
See, and that one says something completely different than the one right above it. That one covers emergency meetings, except in the event of an emergency meeting requiring immediate action. There is no notice requirement, so that language all needs to be cleaned up.
Is this our language, or is this?
That's what I was just
this
saying.
This looks like it's taken from the Sunshine Law, State Bill 74, all the way to Section 4.
And it looks like the last time it was updated in here was in 1975, and the Sunshine Law has been updated since. So yeah, it
so
needs
this,
to be looked at.
Okay, this is taken from the Sunshine Law, so there ought to be we ought to check the whole thing.
Correct. Oh, you had something on page 11, Chad?
Yes. If we're there yet. Village Council shall consider confirmation of appointments of individuals from the committees made by the mayor to serve on any committee, board, or commission created by council. So that would include the park board. Mm-hmm. Just let that
Well, it would also include planning commission and all
that. Right.
Any committee, board, or commission. So that, I'm just stating, I guess, I just want to clarify as we move into the next document. This rule states that the mayor recommends to council and that they would approve.
I see your hands. Okay.
Earmark. Page 11.
So.
Later discussion.
So actually, the under the committees section, it says each of these six committees, but then you've got to add, you said park board?
No.
That doesn't apply to committees.
Those six committees are just the six that are the regular committees of council.
Those are your required by law committees.
The established committees.
Yep.
So what were you talking about?
I'm earmarking that it states that the mayor shall recommend all boards, commissions, and committees created by council, and then the council shall consider the confirmation of appointments. So they will say, yes, we like those appointments. Earmarking. As we move into rules of park board, which is next. Forget I said anything. I earmarked it.
I kind of thought we should probably look over the duties of all the committees.
Mm-hmm.
Or responsibilities, whatever. I don't think that has been done for a long time.
So for finance.
I'm going to resign.
I wrote that the finance chair should be invited to all other meetings.
Say that again, sorry.
I wrote down here that the finance chair should be invited to and attend all budget meetings.
Number one says works with the administrator in preparing and monitoring budgets.
But Lynn didn't go to the budget meeting because she wasn't invited this year. So
but it was last year and that was me, actually. But yes. Because we switched last year.
I mean, we can put...
Like a month ago. Last year.
I mean, yeah, we can put it...
I remember Lynn being very concerned.
We can put a number 8 that says attends any meetings held, any meetings related to the budget, something like that.
Monitors payroll and payroll expenses and accounts payable and all of that. It approves the accounts payable voucher register. Is that really anything they actually do?
Is that a person? A voucher
it's,
register?
It's saying that's what the finance committee is responsible for, and yet.
Right.
I'm going to recommend we take that out. There's no way we're getting our bills paid on time if it's got every payable voucher has to get recommended by this committee before it's voted on a council.
How about the monitors? Rather than approves.
Or how about stays informed on payable voucher register?
So when you say that somebody monitors payroll and payroll expenses,
I never even see them.
But if you wanted to, you have the authority to monitor that person and their duties. So I think we take away the word monitors. I wouldn't want you to lose your authority to oversee that. My opinion.
I see what you're saying.
It's not a duty, it's a authority.
Which I guess all of council actually has that same authority.
Right.
just designates somebody.
To be the official.
Remember how we were questioning why we had subcommittees to begin with? This kind of clarifies why we have subcommittees.
I mean, yeah.
But don't get away from it.
Is there anything you, yeah, let's try that again. Anything that you think that should be added in there, Lynn?
Yeah, I would probably say not only works with the administrator, but works with the finance director.
About the administrator or his or their designee. That way the administrator says, hey, go talk to the finance director about it. Or can designate the finance director to do it.
Well, we don't technically have a finance director right now, right?
We have an interim. So
I said technically.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And that's
but there is
that's fixed at the next
may not have one at some point in time for things like
right. That yeah. So
I was going to say, I don't think that the finance committee recommends wage structures. I think that's
right.
You know, the administrator and the
right.
You would recommend it to council, right?
That's kind of saying that if we change the wage structure, we have to have a finance committee meeting who would then recommend to council yes or no on it.
On that one?
No. Is paid a lot more than everybody else? No. I'm teasing.
So anything on B, village services?
I'm safe.
Yeah.
And C, we highlighted fire because at first, like the knee-jerk reaction was to take it out because we don't have a fire department. But then do we want to leave it in there? And do we want to ask Jeremy? I'm sure he gives a monthly report to the York Township trustees to copy us on that. Yeah. And I think he'd have no problem doing it.
Sure. I vaguely understand how the fire department works within this village. I know what they do, but how they're structured, there's two separate entities.
EMS, the York Township built that down there for EMS. York Township runs the fire department. They're York Township employees. The Village of Delta owns that building and maintains it as our contribution.
Both.
No, I don't think we do that.
No, we just own this
building. We own this building.
No.
They pay us $8,000 a year.
Yeah.
To rent it.
Oh, which building are you talking about?
What building?
The one on Main Street here or the one out?
That way. Do we not own both of them?
We do not own that building.
Okay.
They pay us rent for this one.
But it's not that much a year, is it?
No, it's only
$4,000.
I don't even know if it's I don't remember.
I don't think it's very much at all.
Yeah.
I thought it was $1,500.
I think it just went up a little bit, but not
yeah.
A lot.
No, we didn't increase it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I asked if we should, and they said no, the only thing we need to do is fix the roof and that'll get covered. If it went up, it was like $500. Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
I guess I got two.
They
said York Township building, I thought they put that one out there. So I didn't realize that.
They think it's a check for $1,500, but it might be
close. This one's not yours. That they rent it from us. But it belongs, the one here on Main Street
belongs to the village.
It belongs to the village. Yeah. It's not theirs. The one out
on their property,
by the barn,
right,
is theirs.
Number four, coordinate between village and townships. Is that just Pike and York townships?
I would say Swan Creek also.
Yeah, Swan Creek.
And I think, well, I'm not, possibly. Some of the next annexations, we may also then now be in Fulton County too, or Houghton Township. So it would add all of those, yeah.
When do we have emergency preparedness plans?
Isn't that basically for your appointment to the emergency management agency?
I do the EMA.
Yeah.
Once a year. They have a board meeting once a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're the ones that come to us with the plan, right?
No.
I mean, we should have an emergency preparedness plan for the village. I don't know. I'd have to look.
I thought we had to do one based on something a few years ago.
We had to do an inundation study for the reservoir, which we haven't done yet, right?
We are going to select the company that will help us put those things together shortly.
You made a change to property.
So originally, this kind of goes with the whole park board thing. Originally, the property chair was the council liaison to the park board. So we managed to protect that.
Right. So now it reads, you want it to read, chair shall also be planning to serve on the park board and stay informed of non-recreational council actions. So should that chair be the liaison? It's the same. Or are we adding a number?
I don't know.
Because the current chair of property has no desire to attend any board meeting except the park board.
Correct.
So we could say appointed, or the chair should also be appointed to serve on the park board, or select an individual, another council person to be appointed as their designee.
So consider the current structure of the park board has two council members and neither one of them chair property.
Correct.
Nor do I believe either one of us are on that committee at all.
I'm on the committee. I'm on property.
You are.
So we could say that a member of the property committee?
I had the you were the chair.
That's it.
Huh?
Changed.
Tony's chair of the property.
Okay. No, I meant of the park board.
Yeah.
I chair the park board.
Yes.
Here lies my confusion.
I missed her.
Yeah, I think that might work. A member should also be appointed to serve on the park board and stay informed in recreational council.
So, a member of the property.
Right.
Okay.
So,
one of the three members shall be a member. One of the three property committee members shall be a park board member.
So as long as you two are both.
Daphne would suffice as that.
Yeah, I'm the only, she has not on property. I am, no.
Okay.
So as long as one of us is on the property board, we're good.
And I can, we can clean that language up to read like it should read anyways, and it'd be a member. She'll also be recommended by the mayor and appointed by council to serve on the park board.
This is kind of off topic question, but properties should monitor conditions of sidewalks, boulevards, and trees. Are we talking right-of-way trees, or is that all trees in the village?
Right-of-way stuff.
Okay, so excluding park trees. Are those included in that?
I would say village property.
Yes.
So, yes.
I just want to know who to go to get our trees maintained in the park. Is it that person, or is it park board?
I would say property chair.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, if it's a village tree.
This is me. Don't ask me. I don't know what I don't know.
Does it sound good?
Sure does.
Good. I don't see any issues with rules of ordinance or anything.
Yeah, and again, this is going back to that whole 30-day thing.
Yeah.
If we got to get a committee together that would make a recommendation before council votes, you're just adding steps that have to be taken quickly.
Well, in the past, we've actually had an interview committee that we outsourced, more or less. Remember that?
That was
a subcommittee.
That was one time.
We thought it was more pertinent that all of council be there, not just that committee.
Right. What if we take out her positions on council? So then it would just be for the boards and commissions.
You want to just add number five to move with council as a whole? Rather than the subcommittee.
Well, then I don't know about that.
That'll. Huh? Does that make sense?
Well,
because we just did this. We just did this.
Part of it, though.
We didn't want to do an interview and have that committee report back to the council so that we could wait to have another meeting about.
For our council position, yes.
Yeah.
For like planning commission or whatever else, I think that should stay under rules and ordinances.
I agree.
So then we just take out
positions on council.
They can choose for any of the boards or commissions with council to be removed.
Yeah.
So somewhere we have to make sure that council rules allow, as long as, maybe it's in there, I interview back, as long as it allows that somebody interviews for a position of council, like, you can't just take it out, it's got to be somewhere
else. kind of where.
That's kind of where we already went back and kind of fixed it. You guys, it gave all the authority to you guys.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So we're safe to take it out when I can use it.
Right.
Number 8.
Wait a minute. Number 4, Committee of the Whole. We don't even have Committee of the Whole meetings anymore.
Oh.
We used to have our council meeting, and then we'd have Committee of the Whole meetings, which was everybody on council. And it was like, we're done.
Does it?
So just take it all out?
Does it have to be in there, though, legally? Doesn't make much sense.
That's just a regular council meeting, more or less.
Kind of.
Wait, kind of, because this is all thoughts and understandings that comes out of this committee, maybe reported to council. So if we have a committee of a whole meeting, then we are just discussing things and still have to make recommendations to council. So we may need to keep that in there for interviewing, right?
Recommend it to ourselves.
Committee of the Whole meetings, from what I'm getting here, including things like the park board committee and everything, right? It's not just...
Those are...
That's
a
board. This would be council meeting, but not advertising as having a council meeting. It would just be a big committee meeting.
You just can't deliberate. You can't vote on.
Right. No motions, no...
You can deliberate. And it's really, I mean, it's never made sense to me because it's still public. You could stay, and
right.
You could, everything you can do there, you can do in the regular council meeting.
Does it legally have to stay in there, though?
I'll ask Evan.
I think it kind of gives room for discussion and thought prior to...
And maybe the reason it's there is that typically the places that use that, there'll be a committee of the whole meeting prior to council meeting. And it's to get a lot of the discussion out of the way. And maybe it's because then the media knows that nothing's going to be, no action is going to be taken during it. That'll happen at the council meeting. I don't know. I'll ask Kevin.
Or if you had it, say, the day prior, then you could introduce legislation.
And it's already been talked about, and you don't have to, yeah.
I know we used to have one, and it was like a regular council meeting. It was just next.
Yeah. It says here, number 8, that each committee should have a vice chair. So one of the three, you have your chair, your vice chair, a third member. So who assigns that, and should it be listed on the contact sheet?
Well, it says the chairman should select the vice chair.
Oh, selected by chairman. So we should probably do that and then list it on our contact sheet.
Yeah.
As the vice chair.
Do we have to have separate committee meetings?
Is that for committees of more than three people?
I mean, we didn't have a separate meeting to announce the chairs, so why would we have to do that for the vice chair?
The chair can just tell you who they pick.
But I think once we do that, we should list it on our contact sheet as the vice chair.
So then if everybody wants to let me know who you pick as vice chair, then I can update that and have it ready.
No worries.
I'll get these updates done, and we'll just plan on advertising another Rules and Ordinance Committee at the next council, either before or after.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
Second to last sentence says the law director is responsible for writing ordinances and resolutions and submitting the same to council.
And I think that language is fine.
Well, we're just asked that question, and I was told that he does not have any part in writing the resolution.
No, but by having that in there, I still write them, but he has to review everything. So I guess to be safe and going forward, based on some of the information we all know, maybe that question should be asked before you vote on any ordinance to the law director. Have you reviewed this and are you good with it?
This doesn't say that he does review, but it says he's helping. So I want to clarify that. To protect everybody.
Maybe we can add write and or review.
Okay. Anybody else opposed to that? I want to make sure we're getting our money's worth out of him. He's supposed to be writing stuff.
Well, we're just paying him more if he is.
It's more time.
Right.
If you go to the
yeah.
Ethics Commission website, they have a digital version of the most current Sunshine Law that are in effect. So that's probably where I'm just going to go grab it and see what it says. Again, that's one of those weird things because they both have the same effect.
See,
that's right. I mean, they're very interchangeable because you know, if you guys, I mean, if it's a decision made by council, it could also then under those definitions be a resolution by council to sell the property.
So we went from an ordinance to a resolution. So that's kind of confusing.
Yeah.
Is it not that?
I don't think so.
I guess my opinion stands correct as a resolution.
I was going to say, wouldn't it, like, shouldn't it have been replaces, this resolution replaces the ordinance?
Yes.
Right.
Versus having an ordinance and a resolution, now you got both.
Yeah.
So whatever we come up with, it should replace both of these old copies.
So is that ordinance still standing then?
Well, I don't think you can replace an ordinance with a resolution, so that would be an issue. I think it has to be the same on that line.
Because isn't an ordinance still standing forever and ever and ever
until it's
amended
or revoked? Yep.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. When we got rid of park board, was it revoked?
I don't know.
Oh.
When that was.
So that's what we have to look into.
Yes,
it's been
revoked. The action council can meet and revoke the ordinance. Promise.
I
think I can.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't going to say no to that. I don't remember what we did.
So, the current mayor, I think, presented this new resolution to council. I think, you know.
The resolution says it was Frank Wilton in February of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Where the other, the ordinance was from Dan Miller in 2009.
So.
I'm surprised there's not numbers.
We're comparing. What do we dislike about one or the other, I guess? What do you, how do you want to change them? What do you want to do and mesh them together?
I don't know. I had an idea that I guess the members should include a representative from all, like, rec sports.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very important.
Because they use those facilities.
Is that, isn't that kind of how Springfield's is put together as well?
Yep, soccer, but then those organizations get to appoint their members.
Do we still have a rec council?
Lindsay is on, she represents the UFA.
I can never understand the difference what a rec council did and who had authority over it and where that all fell in line. We had a big discussion about this years ago.
We did. Currently there's... Are we
getting into rec council right now? That's a whole other discussion. Well, first of
that's
all,
that's why I said, do we even have a rec? Is there a
rec council?
Yes.
Rec council is not affiliated with the village. It's a private, 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Sure.
Not governed by the village in any way.
Okay.
I don't have any authority over them.
So yeah, we let the Springfield Youth Baseball appoint a park board member, soccer appoints a park board member, and then the trustees appoint the three others.
So we would need baseball, softball, soccer, and football.
Baseball, softball are one.
Right.
One, two, three.
But not the swim.
You can still visit it out of the street department.
Frogs aren't going to have anywhere to reproduce.
Okay.
I think we can come up with one that we see. We're not going to do it without a discussion, but.
Baseball, softball.
There's one park board member that's willing to offer their seat up.
Okay.
So we're going to incorporate another member, board member. There's room for one to keep five.
Mentioned 6 members? No, less than 6. Oh, no, that was the meeting, sorry.
We can have as many as we want. No. As long as there's enough to have a consensus vote, not a tie.
Right.
So it'd be 7-7.
But if, oh, no, if we lose one, we'd have to add 2 more.
Because at this point, you would still need somebody to represent soccer and football. If you kept what you have, then you'd have 7.
Yeah, this doesn't have to go. It's just offered up.
I was going to say, what if they don't want to?
What do you mean?
What if they don't want to be on the park board?
Then that's where we decide. That's
yeah.
where we have to decide who appoints.
I think they don't, I mean, I really think they should have somebody there.
Right. In their best interest, yeah.
If they don't show up, I guess.
Yeah, I think what we can write something that says that they get to appoint a member unless they notify the village in writing they do not want representation on the board, and then the village will appoint it.
We need bylaws of resignation. Somebody can just resign at any time.
Right.
How do you?
Then you would, if it was their appointment, then you notified that organization they need to find somebody else.
Right.
What if they die?
It's the same thing.
Still the organization.
We would notify the organization.
You can't force somebody to appoint somebody. If they want to quit and just leave, how can you force them to appoint somebody?
The organization.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. How many members are you thinking you should have? I don't know.
You said,
but if there's currently 5, if they all stay,
the board shall consist of 5 members.
Right. But if they all stay and we add representatives from the other 2 rec sports, then there would be 7.
Because if you're going to have 7 members, then maybe a quorum would have to change too.
Right.
And this one says appointed or recommended by the mayor on the last resolution.
Which.
I hear my. That is correct.
Didn't get that.
The rules of council state that the mayor will recommend to council and council will approve.
Correct.
Yes.
And it's also in. The resolution that way as well.
Good. We follow the rules. We also, the park board also has 2 junior ambassador members. They don't have a voting seat, but they do attend meetings. They're ambassadors to us. Running out of chairs.
That's the mom.
I'm just going to have to sit out here.
I don't know. These were just suggestions, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, no, I think that if it needs to be restructured, that we should absolutely do that.
And I was gonna say potentially have a member designated as like the rec council liaison, but currently we only have 1 member for rec council.
Is that
we have no authority to do anything with rec council
right.
rules.
Is that seems an unethical though to have a representative from rec council. Art board. park board will approach rec council for donations to the park. Seems unethical. That person shouldn't have any voting.
You could, yeah, you could.
The liaisons don't.
They're
just to show up, attend the meeting, go back and report to their own whatever.
So we could appoint them as, help me know, where's it at?
I don't know, but I feel like I've read that in.
I mean, the park board could appoint a member to be the liaison.
Section six. That one member of the board should be a member of village council and serve, oh no, that was, that's for council.
I think it's.
No, it says one member shall be designated as the liaison between the board and the Delta Recreational Council. Section six. On the park board, on the resolution.
Page two.
Ha, yes.
Oh, I was thinking of, in rules of council, you can appoint, like, community. What are they?
I know what you're doing.
Like a spokesman, I don't know what you call it. I'm gonna give you the.
Liaison, that's what I say.
You can continue without me.
So do these coexist together, or is, does the resolution trump the ordinance?
The ordinance should be done.
It's messed up right now, it needs to be fixed.
It should be just the resolution.
But it should be one new thing that actually, no. There'd be two pieces of legislation to fix this. One will be probably, I'm guessing, an ordinance deleting, you know, revoking this old one and creating the park board. The other one would just be a resolution revoking that resolution, and that's it. So then you only have one piece of legislation up there.
So I guess I kind of did. I kind of did my own, like, revised idea or whatever between the two. And this was not really taking into consideration that we already have a park board, I guess. Five voting members, 5-year terms, and staggered expirations. One rep from all rec sports leagues, so that would be three. Two members recommended by the mayor and appointed by council. Must be the resident unless waived by the council. Plus one member of council as the liaison, and one member of rec council as liaison. Which they wouldn't have voting powers anyways, but then if you wanted to leave the five members as they are and add the other two reps from the sports leagues, then it would be 7 total. I don't know. I don't remember what the meetings were. Like, just, I don't know, February through October, at the first meeting of the year, scheduled kind of an idea, at least, of the meetings for the rest of the year, and appoint your chair, vice, and secretary. And leave in there that you may meet in excess of the 90 or 9 meetings that are required. And then I just kind of clean up all the roles, I guess. Yeah. And
I don't like being held to or held accountable for having meetings between this month and this month. Shouldn't that be up to that board?
Well, I mean, yes, but that's kind of what we're discussing now, right? So what if it's just must be, what is it, 9 meetings a year?
Right. Like, just kind can of we just say that there are 9 meetings?
I mean, I feel like
that would
be a lot easier.
Months and these months. Yeah.
Right.
Because things change, and the
Yeah.
Not to be special consideration to the people on that board, but availability of those members kind of dictates what.
Well, same thing. If you add all of the rec supports, then they're going to not be available to certain
I don't think there should be a minimum at all. I think the board shall then set its own meeting dates and schedule.
Yeah.
So check out the 9.
Yeah.
Just leave it up to the board. I mean, it's a recommending body, so why do we care? Right? Why would council care about that?
Does it have to be in the ordinance?
The ordinance would say that the board shall set its own meeting dates and schedule.
So take out February through October as well.
And the number 9.
I mean, same thing with committees.
Right.
There's no requirement that the committees meet a certain number of times a year. They just meet when they need to.
Right.
But then I don't know. I think something needs to be put in there about, like, if you're taking minutes or whatever, that they should be submitted to council in a report through whoever the liaison is after each meeting.
So would they be approved or before they're approved is that's the question.
I think if you're going to do that, it should be approved.
So it's going to take a month plus the next council meeting to get those two. Does that make sense?
True.
Yeah.
But I was just trying to think.
Actually, I mean, you could say that they have to submit a draft copy of their minutes.
Right.
So
within,
we know what's going on.
Within so long after each meeting.
Consider the committees and what they're required to do. The committees approve their own minutes and they're available for council if they need them. They're in our. Are they in our?
No.
Are they in our packets because they're required to be, or are they in here because the members are voting on the approval of them, and it's just convenient?
I mean,
the committees required to submit a draft or completed approved minutes to council?
No.
Right. So why would we require?
Well, because the committees report to council. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess my thing is either like draft minutes or a report from whoever the liaison is after they have at our next council meeting after they have a part.
I think what you're saying is council should know, you know, basically what was discussed and what was recommended as soon as possible.
So, like, technically, property could report back.
Yeah.
During that time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you're gonna require a draft copy of unapproved minutes as
not necessarily.
I mean that's gonna be the best compilation of what was discussed.
Right.
Yeah. And then if council has any questions, it can be brought back at the next park board meeting for clarification before the minutes are approved.
Makes sense.
Okay. good with it. I like it.
Take one.
Not that it matters. Just get one of these.
I know. You're pushing it.
You can use one.
Are you a salesman for those?
You can use one. Just write it down and convert it back. Send it.
I guess I
didn't have anything else besides. So, we need to find out if these other organizations are even interested in appointing a representative.
Well, you can leave yourself out because you can say, unless the organization notifies the village in writing that they don't wish to have representation.
Right.
Then the village will appoint those seats.
Okay, so there will be a seat.
I think so. I mean, yeah.
There either has to be or there.
Right.
We can't have six because they didn't want to join.
Right.
Yeah.
You could even leave it as the village would then decide if it will appoint someone to that seat. That way, if you get two organizations that don't, you're good with five. You don't have to have seven.
So council will appoint.
Yeah.
A vacancy.
By the mayor.
Recommended by the mayor, approved by council.
So vacancies are recommended by the mayor and appointed by, or, yeah. Recommended to council by the mayor, approved by council. So, and what about terms? How do we handle the terms?
Staggered. I think it's
worded as
staggered.
Right. Well, how do you re-elect somebody? How do you go about that process?
It's just a reappointment at the end of their term. And if you don't reappoint at the end of somebody's term on any of this, then they continue to serve at the pleasure of council. It's not like they no longer have any voting rights.
Right.
And that's the job of the chair of rules and ordinances, is to refill those assistants or whatever the word was, but
yeah.
The mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lindsay, do you wish to continue to serve?
Yes, it's my job. Yeah, as a shooter. I'm like, that makes sense why Ashley asked me, because she's supposed to.
Was there anything we needed to bring up? We talked about the JF.
He just wants to have a say. He was listening.
Right.
I said, oh, we were close, but wait, I'm going to say it on that first. I want to talk with you guys.
That's fair. Was that it? Nothing else?
Okay.
Yes.
Write it down.
Okay.
Just going to make a motion to adjourn. Make a motion.
Second.
Wait.
Oh, wait,
I can't.
I'll make
the motion. Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking
you're all powerful, aren't you?
I know, right? I could. We got to have nobody. Are you going to second? Okay. Oh, sorry.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
7:30.